Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and he saw heaven opened and an object like a great white sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. And in it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. I imagine there was probably even some chicken feet in there. And a voice came to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. Now, while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, "Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" And they said to him, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nations of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him." Let me just pause here for a sec. So here's Peter. He's a Jew. All of his entire life, number one, he has never eaten with Gentiles. He's never fellowshiped with them, never gone into their house or invited them into his house. Plus, he has never eaten anything but what was specifically prescribed for the Jews in the Old Testament. Very narrow list of foods that they were allowed to eat. This has been his whole life. He would be literally shunned by the community if he violated any of those things. This was huge to them. It would be scandalous. But God gave him a vision. And God told him, "What I have cleansed, do not call common or unclean." And so these three Gentile men come to his gate. They say, "We're looking for Peter." He says, "Here I am." And they said, "God told Cornelius to send for you because you have something to tell him." And so Peter does something he has never done in his entire life. He invites them into his house to stay with him for food and lodging. That right there was unheard of for Peter. But God was beginning to break down his defenses. Number one, I'll just throw this in. He was staying at the house of Simon the Tanner. That wasn't Peter's normal house. He was kind of in Joppa for a while doing some ministry, and he was in the house of this guy named Simon the Tanner. A tanner was a guy who took animals and, you know, butchered them, basically took their skins and tanned the skins and sold them as hides or leather or things like that. It was a nasty place to be. You had animal guts all over the place. It wasn't considered the most spiritually clean or undefiled place in the land. It stank. On a hot day, you didn't want to live next to Simon the Tanner. If you get my drift. Yeah, they got the drift anyway. Man, what a drift. So God was breaking down his defenses right there, and then these Gentiles come. Peter has this vision, and it's like even more, a little bit more, he invites them in. Okay, so verse 24, that's where we are so far. Verse 24, we got a lot here. The following day, next day Peter went with them, some brethren from Joppa accompanied them. Thank you. Verse 24, the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in as Peter was coming in, another barrier going down, he's entering the house of a Gentile. If he got caught doing that, he would be ostracized. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up! I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. And then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked then, 'For what reason have you sent for me?' So Cornelius said, 'Well, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I prayed in my home, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, "Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God.'" And it goes on. "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began in Galilee after the baptism which John preached." And here he just begins to tell him the gospel. Verse 38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day," praise God, "and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who has ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness." In other words, the entire Bible at that point. "All the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive the remission of sins." And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision, the Jews, who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they asked him to stay a few days. Praise God. Barriers smashed, broken down. And the door wide open for the gospel now to go to the entire world. Every nation, every person, every tribe, every people group. Now, first of all, even though food is mentioned a lot in this passage, I would submit to you today that food really is not the point of this whole passage. Do you agree? It's really not about food. I mean, food is mentioned a lot. You got visions of food. You got all this kind of stuff. He's inviting them into the house for food. But food really isn't the issue. What is the issue in this passage? If you could boil it down to one word, what do you think it might be? It starts with a P. People. People. Well, yeah, partiality too. You shouldn't show partiality. That's good. That's a subcategory. Partiality among people. People are the issue. People really are the issue. And when it all boils down to it, people and relationships are always the issue. It's the whole story of God and man. So people are the issue here. It's not even an issue of real food versus gummy food or stuff like that. Sarah? What? It's really the issue about people. Peter had a problem with people. He didn't realize it. He didn't even realize he did, but he had a problem with people. He told Cornelius in verse 28, he said, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation, a Gentile." He says, "You guys realize how unlawful, how illegal it is for me to even be in your house. I could get busted if I was caught coming in your house." Now, there's a problem with that. Because when we look in Scripture, when we look in the Bible, it is never said that a Jew should not go into the house of a Gentile. It's not in there. God never commanded that. You can go from cover to cover. He never said you cannot befriend a Gentile or eat with a Gentile. It wasn't forbidden by God or Moses. You won't find it in the law. Now, what the law did forbid Jews to do was to enter into covenants or marriage with a man or woman of another nation, a non-Jew. You couldn't enter into a covenant of marriage with that. And that was specifically because the nations that surrounded the Jews at that time were horribly idolatrous. They were steeped in idolatry and the worship of false gods. They did all kinds of barbaric practices. They were very carnal. And God knew that if the children of Israel intermarried with pagan men and women, then they would begin to adopt pagan practices. And if you look at the history of Israel, that's exactly what happened. They got a little lazy, they got a little cavalier, they started intermarrying with the pagan nations around them, and they started worshiping pagan gods, worshiping idols and false gods, and began to take up the practices of the pagan nations, including sacrificing their children by burning them in the fire on top of these bronze statues.